pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Good. So I suggest that this morning, if you don't take anything else away, other than the opportunity to participate in this wonderful sacrament of baptism, just remember what the kids said this morning, that God humbles himself to be with us and that he sees us. So that's a good thing to take away today. But I'm going to talk to you about the first reading that we heard from the book of Genesis. And
sorry, I'm going to interfere for a minute because I think we have some sound issues.
Do we?
I'm not sure that you're coming through as clearly as I mean, I know you're going to preach a brilliant sermon.
It's going to be
and
brilliant.
And so I would like for all of us and everybody in Zoom land to be able to hear you. So we're going to play around with the sound system for a minute here.
Just assume brilliance and I'll sit down. Okay.
Barb says on Zoom we're okay. Do we have any idea of why we're not okay here?
Hello? Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. You okay? I'm pretty quiet.
That's better.
Yeah. Oh, you good? I'm good now.
Now we can hear you better.
Yeah, and now there's no pressure on me at all about my brilliance. But you know, thank you very much for that. Anyway.
Try to be helpful.
Okay. All right. I'll just stick with the script. Anyway, I'm going to talk to you about this reading that we just heard from the book of Genesis that was so well read for us that we talked about with the kids, and that is we continue with the story of Jacob, and I just want to think about this, and I said this to the kids, and that is God wants to be with us. God does not want to be without us. No matter what we try to do, no matter any way in which we try and run away from him, God has marked us as his own in baptism, which we're about to celebrate today. God has marked us as his own, and he's with you for life. So there you go. So this is a very peculiar story in that sense, that if you listen to today's reading, you're going, how did the patriarch of Israel, the one in whom God's promise is resting, and on whom the future of the world depends, because the promise is, I will make you a blessing. Promise to Abraham is, I will make you a blessing. I will bless you rather, and then make you a blessing to the whole world. How is it that Jacob, who is carrying on this promise, could end up like a situation like he's in today, or in this case, tonight? And that is, behind him, he's got, to make a long story short, he's got his father-in-law slash uncle who's chasing him because he's deceived him. And in front of him, he's got his older brother who, last time he saw him, wants to kill him. Because he deceived him and stole his blessing and the promise away from him. And here he is by the side of a river in the middle of the night. And the question is like, okay, how is this story going to end? This doesn't seem to be going very well. And what kind of story is this? As I was discussing with the kids. Jacob has, I said, has got no place to run. And again, as we were talking about last week, these are always situations of his own making, because his name, as we heard earlier, means like heel sneak. In other words, he's defined by the fact that he's a highly manipulative person. And he's, as I said, he's manipulated this blessing for himself. He's manipulated his father-in-law, who has also manipulated him. But his cleverness, he's too clever by half, and therefore he's painted himself in this kind of a corner. So as I said, he's got somebody behind him, he's got somebody in front of him, and all it is, all he has is him by a river in the middle of the night. And he seems to be completely out of options. And if that isn't bad enough, somebody, stranger, some stranger decides to attack him in the middle of the night. Just when things could not get any worse, he gets attacked by a stranger in the middle of the night. So this should be a simple enough story, right? The problem with this story is it does not make any sense. It should be a simple enough story, and it should go like this. Jacob meets an enemy. He receives strength from somewhere. He overcomes the enemy. He becomes a hero, right? It's the way these stories usually work out. Or it could be like this. Jacob, facing the consequences of his own actions and his manipulation of other people, is overcome by his enemy, and it's a tragedy, right? It'd be a tragedy. We face the consequences of our own faults, of our own character flaws. That would be a tragedy. The problem with this story is number one, various elements are a problem in this story. Number one, which side of the river is he on? It's not clear. Is he on this side of the river? Is he on the other side of the river where his brother Esau's meeting him? Seems to kind of be back and forth. Number two, who's he wrestling with? Is this mysterious stranger, is it his brother Esau? Is it some mysterious enemy? Is it some kind of river spirit that's trying to prevent him from going somewhere? And number three, who wins? Right? Who wins this wrestling match? None of this is clear. And so the question is, what kind of story is this? And what is it supposed to tell us? How is this supposed to help us? Especially today when we're with the opportunity to celebrate the sacrament of baptism, how can this story help us anyway? It's so confusing. It seems like, in the end, as you see, maybe Jacob wins the battle. Maybe he's the hero. You can kind of see how the story turns a little bit. The guy goes, whoever this is, goes, let me go, you know, you get what you want, you know, I'll give you a blessing, and da-da-da. He's kind of like, yeah, okay, Jacob wins. Except for this. While he's leaving, he notices a couple of things about himself. One is that he seems to be limping. Something happened to him in the midst of that battle that he's limping. And number two, he seems to have been come in with one name and being given another name. That is, he comes with the name Heel Sneak, and he comes out with the name the one who has wrestled with God. And number three, the most confusing of all is, and this is what shocks him, is it turns out the person that he has been wrestling with is God. This isn't revealed to the end. You know, we look at the beginning, oh, I know who it is. Well, it's not clear who it is, certainly not clear to Jacob. The person he's been wrestling with is God, and that God seems to have taken a fall. Saying to the kids, is God capable, you know, of winning this tug of war? Yeah, absolutely. God capable of wrestling Jacob to the ground? Well, yeah, absolutely. So, but God seems to have taken a fall and kind of allowed Jacob to win. And in order to give him a new name, in order to mark him, it seems like the fight was fixed in order to bless him. And then the next day, something even stranger happens. And that is, he runs toward his brother, he meets the brother who threatened to kill him years ago, and his great opponent runs towards him, embraces him, and forgives him. So if Jacob thinks he has the world figured out about how things work, he is completely wrong. If he thinks he understands who God is, because previously he's trying to make bargains with God, he is completely wrong. If he thinks he understands how he has set up his own life to make it work right, he's also completely wrong, because God says this to him. I know you think you're a pretty smart guy, Jacob. I know you think you're pretty clever. I know you think you can maneuver people, and I even know that you have some kind of realization that maybe your maneuvering has got you not quite where you'd hope to be, but you're in control of everything nonetheless, even if it's in a tragic way. The truth is this: I have been with you the entire time. I have led you to this place. I have led you to a river. I have allowed you to defeat me. I have marked you as my own, and I have given you a blessing. And the blessing is, I will bless you and make you a blessing to others, no matter all this drama that you have created. So, what kind of God is this that would tell this kind of story, that would allow himself to be defeated, that would say, yeah, I'll let you think maybe you're running things, but you're really not. I'm going to show you. Eventually, I'll show you things, how things really are. What kind of God is this? This is the God of Jesus Christ, the God who says to us, I will, it looks like I'm allowing you to win. I allow myself to be defeated by you, but I have come in my death and resurrection to mark you as my own forever, and to let you know that, you know, I'm with you. I've been with you the whole time. So today we have this baptism. It's a wonderful opportunity for baptism, and I am pleased to say that the first name of this child, whom we're baptizing today, I'll say it in English. You'll excuse me. The English translation is "God sent me." Pretty good name. Pretty good name for a child. God sent me. And so today, God is taking this child, is coming amongst us, is humbling himself, is placing his mark on this child and saying, I claim you as my own. I am going to bless you and make you a blessing. And throughout your entire life, I am going to accompany you. I would say for myself, you can run, but you can't hide. But in the case of this child, that will not be the issue. The issue will be, I am with you always. Jesus says, I'm with you always to the end of time. I am with you always. I am blessing you and making you a blessing. And I'm always there. So let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you that in the sacrament of baptism, you mark us with the sign of the cross on our forehead in baptism. And then when you look at us, you see this sign on us. We thank you for this baptism today, for this sign which will be signed on this forehead. And thank you for this promise that you choose to be with us and do not want to be without us. And you will always accompany us. And we ask this in your name, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.